Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, chill show tonight, because there's not much happening. It's quite quite sleepy in the news. I guess it's the vacations of the summer that are hitting in, and on top of it, it's a Sunday, so not much happening. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Dino Legovic is already there. If you would like to ask me a question tonight, you can use the super chats on Odyssey. You can use the super chats on Entropy, or you can join the Discord server if you want to talk live with me. Join the Discord link in the description below and connect to the waiting room. And when I see people in there, when I have time, when I'm done covering a subject, I will slide you in to discuss with you. Make sure you prepare your earphones and microphone so that we don't have to wait when I slide you in the JF lounge. A US dentist is accused of killing his wife on safari in Zambia. He says she accidentally discharged a gun. Quite amazing at this story, because it may be the perfect crime. How could you make a crime like this and not be found by the police? Well, if you do it in another country, and you do it in a situation where an accidental discharge could be the explanation, perhaps it's the perfect crime. That being said, the dentist says he didn't do it, and that it was truly an accidental discharge. His children are standing by his side. They believe him that he didn't kill his wife. However, the prosecution is arguing that there was a distance. The shot was given from a certain distance, more than 2 feet away, and so it couldn't be an accidental discharge, as the wife was playing with the gun because it was slightly further away from her. But an accidental discharge is still possible at a certain distance if you're not holding the gun. And the prosecution is arguing that the dentist had a secret girlfriend and that he wanted to move to become officially with her, and that would be the reason why he killed his wife. I don't know. It seems like a very low threshold of evidence to warrant a prosecution here. Some people are having trouble with Odyssey, Pineapple Platypotamus, I'm sorry. Let's see if this gets better. Firestarter says, I remember another story about a dentist hunting in Africa. Yeah, I've seen stories like this again and again. I can't imagine having the level of luxury in my life to spend money on hunting in Africa. That is, first, it's the last place I would want to go if I had the money. And secondly, I hope that I never have so much money that I can, that I find it useful to spend it on a hunting trip in Africa. That sounds like absolute crap. All right, Georgia authorities release body camera footage after a woman dies following fall from petrol car. So that's weird. This woman, I don't think that the police should be annoyed with this, because the woman was insane. She was yelling at them. She even said in the back of the car, I will hang myself, I will kill myself. And what do you know, the police car starts and she falls onto the road. To me, there's a very big likelihood that she threw herself onto the road, and so this should be considered a suicide. But unfortunately, it seems that there's uncertainty, and that the investigators in the case conclude that perhaps the police has forgotten to close the door. But the thing is, she was threatening to commit suicide the seconds before she fell onto the road, so I personally wouldn't annoy the police with careless, reckless conduct or whatever kind of prosecution they're thinking about. okay, people are publishing pictures of a basketball player from the Boston Celtics in the Discord server. Bill Russell, 11-time NBA champion and Boston Celtics legend, dies. Okay, I don't know who that guy is. By the way, sorry, but tonight I'm suffering from allergies, so I might take some breaks to get some stuff in my nose to lower the effect of allergies, because I'm already feeling, yeah, I'm gonna need a 1 minute and I'll be back. All right, hopefully this does it. A combination of Advil and anti-allergics, but there are these moments in the year where I get a different kind of allergy. Throughout the year, I always take Benadryl every night, and it works. But eventually, at some point in the summer, it completely stops working, and I need two or three different alternatives to be able to not have a runny nose and be able to speak. Pineapple Platypotamus says they were bred to hunt bears, which also don't stop running when they're shot. Oh, you're talking about dogs? Okay. Family of six moves into tool shed to escape inflation storm. I love this. I think there should be more people doing this. You look at their building, it's built basically like I do my small buildings on blocks like this. I don't see what's wrong with this. I think there should be more possibility to do that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, building codes sometimes will keep a place from being considered habitable if it is not on a foundation, and these blocks sometimes don't count as foundation. I find this too bad, because you can build a house like this for 10 times less than you would build a full house with a full basement foundation. And that's totally viable, especially if you're in a place where there's no strong winter, you're just going to be able to live. So why not? And it can flood and the foundation still can resist. No reason to reject this lifestyle. And in a way, I've adopted a voluntarily simple lifestyle years ago, and I'm happy to see that there are more people doing it. So these people moved from California to Arkansas. Quite the change. And hopefully they are left alone enough in Arkansas that they can just live the way they want without being annoyed, without being prosecuted by the local city. There's no reason why human beings wouldn't live in this beautiful shed. Some random bloke says, it's open season on Whitey in South Africa. Yes, I've been hearing bad stuff coming from South Africa. Thank you for your donation, some random bloke. White people will be the first target. South Africa's Julius Malema warns of impending violence because the poor are getting poorer. Opposition figure warns of impending uprising in Africa's richest country. Julius Malema said there would be an Arab Spring with white people targeted, demanded immediate intervention by ruling ANC to improve living conditions. South Africa is struggling with high inflation and high unemployment. This right there is why, you know, when the leftists tell you, why are you worried to lose majority in white countries? Why would it always be white people that control white countries? It's that I know that from there to absolute genocide of white people down to the very last, it's like a continuous road. It's not even a slippery slope. It's just, it keeps going and going. And every time a population finds itself poor or in bad condition, they put it on the backs of white. And it's not a slippery slope. The path from where we are in Western civilization to there, that it is a straight path. It is not a slippery slope. It doesn't need an exaggerating mechanism. It is just what happens when whites are unable to control a country. They get accused of all sorts of things. They get reduced in population. Slowly, through accumulating crime, they get pushed out of certain areas, and eventually they get pushed out of all areas. That's the points we were trying to make in 2016, 2017. And I'm so happy that we've made it and that I've not backed away from these points. You know, a lot of people, they get scared, they disappear from the internet, things like this. I just still stand by everything I've said, and it's just a matter of time before everyone has to acknowledge it, because it's the reality that happens in their face. So why am I worried passing from 60% white population to 40% white population? It's because it makes less whites to combat this kind of racism, basically, which will always be designed as to take property from whites and end it to people who are considered in the need. And it's communism, it's theft, it's mafia activities, call it what you want. It is violence against white people because they are talented and they accumulate property in any fair system, and eventually that property gets taken from them. Dino Logovich says, no power, no water, no roads, etc. Congratulations, South Africa. I don't know. I've never seen South Africa other than in District 9. So I have no idea what's the state of the country there, but I'm sure I would never go there. What fraud? Racine, Wisconsin, rolls out its mobile home voting station on wheels, paid for exclusively with Zuckerbucks. This is unacceptable. It's like a voting station that goes to seek the vote, where the vote wouldn't have happened if it wasn't of this little truck coming. And you know very well, by driving in certain counties, you know very well that you're gathering Democrat votes. It's pretty clear.
What is this? Vote for what? Vote for what?
An election.
What election?
Well, so they're coming up in the next primaries.
For just for Racine?
State elections.
Do I need my ID or anything? Do I need identification? I don't have that.
Well, at least he needs an ID. That's a good start. But I can't imagine that the level of checks and balances and consent is the same when you are eating a hot dog and this van passes by and basically asks for your vote versus when you have to drive to the place and you have to put it yourself in the little box, and you are surrounded by checkers and people who are in charge of security. I really don't like this system. Some random bloke says there are a lot of Jews in South Africa. Some people say they are the main reason why apartheid was dismantled. Aren't they stupid? If blacks will see them as whites and not spare them, I would guess that Jews will be a population that is more capable of traveling out of South Africa. If they are truly Jews, they will have no issues getting accepted in Israel. So that's one of the big problems. The refugees, the white refugees from South Africa, have nowhere to go, and they will get laughed at by the American Immigration Service if they claim that they are refugees. And yet, it's what's happening. It's what should happen, that they get accepted as refugees. But instead, they get laughed at because of basically anti-white racism. And I would suspect that the Jews will not have an issue because they are already habituated to international traveling, and they have Israel, which offers a right of return. Something has changed, says Brian Stelter, in the Trump and Fox relationship. Well, we had seen this build up. So he's talking about the fact that Fox didn't cover the speech of Donald Trump. And he's saying this is a signal that Fox is distancing itself from Trump. But in a way, Trump from the beginning had been distancing himself from Fox News. He had favored these One America News outlets and these alternate right-wing outlets. To be honest, I've always found this a bizarre thing of Trump. Why he wouldn't side more with Fox News? I think they said a couple of things on Fox News that got him insulted, and so he went for more partisan outlets, but by doing so he has isolated himself into outlets that now are getting banned from cable TV. So in a way, the current Fox progression to not talk about him very much is totally in line with himself saying Fox News sucks and watch One America News. The problem is that I don't know if these outlets will survive anything else than the Trump bubble. And I think they attract a lot of super pro-Trump people, but they have a difficulty extending the reach of Trump. One moment. John Drake says, it's great news. Fox can go bankrupt like the rest of the dino media. That's what should have happened if the free market was in play, because they were getting totally owned by independent creators back in the days. But they have now secured an access to the YouTube algorithm. You will notice that if you're a right-winger and you watch some YouTube video, the YouTube algorithm will immediately direct you in the next video to a Fox News video or to a Jordan Peterson interview. So basically, they have been included in the cartel of Susan Wojcicki. So for that reason, I don't think Fox News will fail. Although they should have failed, and CNN also should have failed, I don't think it's going to happen. A new study by Andre Rader, COVID-19 vaccinations and all-cause mortality, a long-term differential analysis among municipalities, an independent researcher and PhD in the Netherlands. It's not a peer-reviewed article yet because it's been submitted, but not peer-reviewed, but it's been uploaded on ResearchGate. He analyzes the relationship between COVID-19 vaccination and death, all deaths. So that's a way to avoid the confound of, well, you know, when they declare this death to be a COVID death, do they really know about this? And are there some different practices? Maybe in one hospital, they tend to be broad and generous about the label, and in another hospital, they are more strict and they require a demonstration of causality. So instead, he says, if there's any effect of the vaccine, we should be able to record it in the full death count. So it makes the analysis of on 17.3 million people. Municipal demographics in the Netherlands, he normalizes and controls for various factors. And he ends up concluding, even if you take into... So one of the confounding factors in this analysis is that older people are more likely to die to begin with. And they are also more likely to be interested in the vaccine. But he controlled for this. He removed the effect of age in the statistics, and still there remains a slightly positive relationship between having the vaccine, more people getting the vaccine in your area, and more death. So that's an indicator that the vaccine overall does not lower death in an area, certainly. And if anything, it increases it. That's a very nice statistical analysis that's done in a single country. And it really it focuses on the individual differences in municipalities, little cities. There is definitely not a saving effect of this vaccine on death rate. If anything, it has induced deaths. I'll be back again. Sorry, I'll need many breaks today. I need to sneeze very often. All right, CNN travels to foreign land of Wyoming to ask voters if they support Liz Cheney. Stunned by replies, so they were asking to Republicans if they will vote for Liz Cheney.
Finish this thing! Let's go!
At Frontier Days in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we found plenty of Republican voters bucking the Cheney name and vowing not to support Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a fourth term.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald...
All right, so they're talking about the reasons why they don't like her. And of course, it's her involvement in the January 6th committee and basically trying to drop Trump under the bus. Meanwhile, we have some people who are a victim of vaccine injuries, who are now realizing that they got fooled and that they got into a scam, basically, and they regret it. And I found this testimony very interesting because she says what she used to think about people who were not getting the vaccine. And now her view has totally changed because she is handicapped for life. She suffers from an immune disorder that seems to have been at least appearing right after she got the vaccine, an immune disorder that attacks her the wraps of fat, the myelin outside of the axons of her nervous system. A terrible disease to suffer from, and it totally changed her view of the vaccine.
I was asked to reply to a comment. What do I think of people who refuse the vaccine, the COVID vaccine? I've been hurt by the Pfizer vaccine. I have CIDP, chronic inflammation, demyelination, polyneuropathy. It's changed my life completely. If I had to do it all over again, I would have never got the vaccine. I do work in healthcare, so I do work with patients.
So this is one of the nurses, basically, or something else in healthcare, who got all forced to take the vaccine so they could hold on to their jobs. There you go, you just hurt your employee.
So where I work, we were told, you know, if you get the vaccine, you'll save lives, you won't get sick, you won't die. The media was saying the same thing. So I believed it. My friends that didn't get the vaccine, I thought, how could you not get it? You're going to go home. What if you spread it? What if you have it, you don't know it, and you give it to your family members? The worst case scenarios were playing out in my head because of what I was seeing inside the facility. We would have cookouts and things like that with my friends. I had a lot of friends that are unvaccinated and they still aren't vaccinated. We'd have cookouts, and at first I was scared to go there because I thought, oh my gosh, what if they're spreading COVID? It was like the dumbest thing I've ever thought of now that I think of it. And once I started hanging out with them and things, they weren't getting sick. And the ones that did get sick, they got COVID lightly. They were back on their way. I had already gotten my vaccine. I had already started having issues and seeing a neurologist. I totally have changed my mind. They were the smart ones.
We were the smart one, boys. For those of you who, like me, didn't get the vaccine, we were the smart one, says a woman who's now suffering from myelinopathy, polypathy, or whatever. It's when your immune system attacks your nerves. I mean, it must be terrible suffering and terribly disabling. You absolutely don't want to suffer from this, and it is a disease ultimately of the immune system. First experimental evidence supporting Hamilton's rule regarding kin selection and economic decision making. So that's a study that finds that people in their financial decision are acting in line with Hamilton's rule, which is the idea that you would care more for a brother and a little more for a cousin, a little less for a cousin, and a little less for a total stranger. Basically, that there is a relationship between the number of genes you share with someone and how you should be altruistic toward them. I think it's good that it's confirmed at the financial level, but this rule has been around for a long time and has been observed in terms of animal behavior forever. So it's okay, you've now done it on humans and their financial decision. I don't know, as a man who likes innovative stuff, like as a man who has discovered the revolutionary phenotype, I tend to feel very bored when I see the current great developments of science, and they were bragging, this is the first time it is shown in the financial sector in humans. Okay, I kind of suspected this though. Crime has become a key political issue that is stifling New York City's post-pandemic growth. When one looks at New York City's recovery from the pandemic lockdowns, it's hard to make the case that things are going swimmingly. The city is reopening at a snail's pace with some blocks, like the recently profiled block near the 59th Street subway, still frozen in peak pandemic time. And one of the key factors preventing the city from reopening in a timely fashion has been the crime and the environment of criminal activity that has lingered since the days of the pandemic lockdowns and peaceful protests where many U.S. cities were nearly burned to the ground. Well, go to hell, go to hell. New York. I don't think New York deserves peace from the criminality that they have invited in by their prosecutorial practices and their lack of care for the true use of police in society. Spurg says, Jeff, being English, I would like to know the French perspective on the English women's team beating Germany. English women's team beating Germany. In what sport? I have no idea what this is. Euro 2022. England 2, Germany 1. England created history by winning their first major women's tournament in a dramatic Euro 2022 final against old rivals and eight-time champions Germany at Wembley. You want my opinion on this? Women playing sports? Well, here's my opinion. There would have been a much better use of time for these women instead of exhausting themselves physically to the point of developing basically masculine traits in the development of their shoulders and hips. There would have been a better investment of time at basically doing nothing. And if they had done nothing, they wouldn't look like guys when I look from their back. And they would have been in better place to charm a man and make babies, which would have led them to much greater happiness. That's all I have to say. Now, as far as the UK beat Germany in this particular sport, I don't care. Everyone is a loser when women develop large shoulders. Everyone loses. Germany, England, everyone. Harvard study, January 6 rioters were motivated by loyalty to Trump, not QAnon belief or insurrection against the Constitution. I could have told you that a while ago. I mean, I can't believe that they've done a study about it. Of course, you saw the crowd there. They were like, we need to support Trump in the moment that he needs us the most. They wanted to see something happen for some justice to be returned to Trump. Of course, it wasn't an insurrection. It's like, oh my God, Harvard study has discovered that January 6th was not intended as an insurrection. Of course. The study also found that only 8% harbored a desire to start a civil war. Obviously, they were an emotional crowd there to support Trump, and in the process of doing this, they have entered the Capitol, some of them, a very small minority, and it wasn't with the intent of starting a civil war. Although some of them might have these beliefs, clearly they were animated by something else that day. AOC has appeared on a TV show. I don't even want to know the title of this TV show.
The people who change what people think are artists and drag queens. And let's not forget who threw that first brick at Stonewall.
Yes.
You know, that is what led to us passing the Equality Act in the House in this term, marriage equality. It starts with you. I mean, you're patriots. You are. You are patriots, and I'm so proud of you all. I'm so proud to live in this country with you and with your mother and with all of us as family.
Thank you, girl.
We love you. Woo.
Man, this is sad. This is sad because, oh, man. I was talking about just a female soccer player to me as too large shoulder. Her shoulders are too large for me to appreciate her as a beautiful female. But this is another universe. This is soccer shoulders times 10. San Francisco real estate magnate robbed at gunpoint, fears city on a path to decline we may never recover from. The chief executive of the world's largest industrial landlord was robbed outside of his San Francisco mansion last month and called on the mayor to address the absolutely unacceptable rise in violent crime in the city. It's like, oh my God, we are in 2022 and you, the rich CEO of some industrial landlord corporation, you just realized that criminality is becoming an unsustainable problem in San Francisco. Well, thank God, perhaps these rich guys have more political connections and can make something happen. But this won't change under, as long as the Democrats are taking issue with police work, taking issue with prosecution, presenting the criminals as victims. This is all the mentality that would need to change. I don't think you're going to get this in San Francisco ever. So I think it has to hit the bottom of the barrel, and we're far from it still. Dino Lagovitz says, street shitting is the new San Francisco pastime. I've heard this. I've heard there is a map, a poo map. Pelosi confirms the start of her Asia trip, makes no mention of Taiwan as Chinese anger grows. I have been betting on this a couple of days ago. I said Nancy Pelosi is not going to Taiwan. I can't wait to see what happens, but yes, an official release of her itinerary comes amid more warnings from Beijing over her possible visit to the island. Way too much tension. There would be absolutely no interest for her to go there. I don't think she's going to go there. Spurg is now answering to my soccer comment on the English versus Germany. He says the English football team's captain said that it was the proudest day of her life other than being English or having kids during the trophy ceremony. Also, they get kids before doing their soccer career. That's good, because I think that so much shaking of the body is not good for pregnancy. And, you know, you have to shake a lot when you run from one goal to the other. And, you know, in soccer, there's basically nothing else than just running around. So I think it's good that she had children before. That way she's not been fully wasted by the sport. Fewer students are benefiting from doing their homework, an 11-year study. So basically 11 years ago, when you were doing your homework, you were increasing your grade a lot. But today you don't. And they say the reason is there's so much students that are cheating. Well, they do their homework, but they look on the internet, and there's apparently websites that are specialized in giving answers to specific homeworks from a specific town or school. And so they end up not benefiting on average from doing their homework anymore, but that's because they're not really doing it. They're getting the answer from the internet. I'm not surprised, but that's what it is. I know that when I was a young kid, I programmed something that was giving all of the answers to the exams on my calculator, and I called it ACE 436 because the course was Mathematics 436, and it was really giving any answer. You had just had to enter the question in it, basically. It was allowing you to do anything that the prof may expect you to do on the exam. And I think that it was certainly a very educational opportunity for me to program this thing. But it was also, it probably probably was used by students in a way that was making it too easy for them. Because at some point, I mean, my program was considered legal in the school. It's still circulating as far as I know, because when I went back to that school as an adult, there was some guy who, in the hall, as I was walking, some guy was saying, "Hey, this is the brother of this guy. He's the guy who programmed the math program on the calculator." And so I think it's still in circulation. And basically what the school had done is they didn't give points anymore for having the right answer. They were only giving points for the demonstration of the steps to get to the right answer. So that was one way of avoiding that just getting the answer is rewarded in any way. But when you have these easy ways to get the answer, of course you're not going through the full educational process. White Zealot says, "JF came back to his high school as a legend." Yes, I mean, when everyone in the school, everyone who gets into an enriched math class, and that's a lot of people, they all will get to know my program. And I had signed this program, JJ Gariepi, that was my nickname, JJ. That was how people were calling me back then. I had signed my program. I wonder what the high school thinks at this point, now that I've expressed my views on so much other political subjects. I wonder if my program is still there or if it's been censored. John Stewart goes full useful idiots after Dems sneak $400 billion of mandatory spending into veterans' healthcare bill.
So ain't this a bitch?
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't this a bitch?
Yep.
America's heroes who fought in our wars outside sweating their asses off with oxygen, battling all kinds of ailments, while these motherfuckers sit in the air conditioning, walled off from any of it. They don't have to hear it. They don't have to see it.
So basically, he's frustrated that the Republicans didn't vote for a law that he wanted to have for helping the veterans who have... People might remember Joe Biden commenting on this, but veterans who suffer from burn pits. Apparently, burn pits are some kind of pits when you're at war and something is burning in there. I don't know if it's from an explosion or human bodies that are being burnt. And apparently you end up having some lung problems and all sorts of health problems related to burn pits. And the reason Republicans have voted against, the Republicans were for that bill. They would have supported it. But the Democrats have inserted $400 billion of supplementary expenses that were completely unrelated to the burn pits. And so Republicans have been voting in line of caring for veterans very well. But if the Democrats are using the bill to side push some other of their priorities, well, don't get surprised if it gets rejected then. So John Stewart is pissed and all, but who cares? Pineapple Platypotamus says, "I work with a veteran, but he's so awesome that I have no sympathy for veterans anymore." He's awesome and that removes your sympathy? I don't get it. Okay, so because he's awesome, you don't see him as a victim anymore? Is that what it is? I'm not sure I understand what you mean there. There's action around the Serbs in the Kosovo. Kosovo delays crackdown on Serbs. Advised by the U.S. ambassador, Pristina delays ban on Serbian documents that triggered protest. So basically, we have the case here of a breakaway Kosovo. We had done a show on this subject. I was quite sympathetic to the Serbs because I think that ultimately what it is Kosovo is a is a case of an imperialistic domination by NATO, basically a first war of conquest by NATO itself, the organization. And it looks to me like a foreign intervention and an unjust one, where America and its companion nations try to tell other nations how to live. And Kosovo seems to be this kind of enclave that they appropriated away from Serbia. Now, this Kosovo place is trying to enact something that would ban Serbian documents, basically make them invalid on the territory of Kosovo. Authorities in the breakaway Serbian province of Kosovo announced late on Sunday they would postpone the implementation of their ban on Serbian license plates and identification documents until September 1st. The U.S. ambassador reportedly urged Pristina to do so, as Kosovo police were met with roadblocks erected by local Serbs and NATO peacekeepers deployed to prevent clashes. NATO peacekeepers deployed to prevent clashes? I don't know. I'm sure that's what they said, but it looks like NATO has taken over Kosovo aggressively from the people it belonged to. The delay was accompanied by a demand from PM Albin Kurti's government that the Serbs dismantle their barricades, according to Pristina-based TV station Dukagini, which said that Kurti's decision followed a request by U.S. ambassador to Kosovo, Jeffrey Ovenier. So basically, a mounting of tension, blockades being erected. Zero Hedge also covers this news. On Sunday evening, there were unverified reports of armed clashes between Serbs and Kosovars along the border between the two countries. Kosovo, which is seen by Serbia as part of its own historic heartland, unilaterally declared itself independent in 2008 and was quickly recognized as a country by the United States under the Bush administration. The border has been tense and seen periodic outbreaks of violence ever since. And now international reports say Kosovo police announced on Sunday evening that they had closed the Brnjak and Jarinje border crossings to traffic due to roadblocks set up on these roads. The roadblocks were reportedly set up by local Serbs. This was followed by rumors of gunfire exchanged between the two sides, with air raid sirens observed blaring in Mitrovica, Kosovo. I hope that that the situation resolves. I think there's been a historical injustice done to Kosovo, done to the Serbs by the taking of Kosovo. I don't know how it can resolve, though. I don't think that the Serbs have what it takes to lead a war against NATO. So I don't know how this will resolve. I'll be back in 10 seconds. DK Shadow says, every time I hear the term peacekeepers, I think Farscape, not NATO. I don't know what Farscape is, but I am very doubtful of this term peacekeeper. I don't like it. Teen who assaulted cop in Harlem subway station, released without bail and remanded to family courts. It will probably come as zero surprise at this point, but New York City's DA has decided to take it easy on a 16-year-old that was caught on film last week attacking and assaulting a police officer. New York City's prosecutor is defending his office's decision to release the youth, who has three felony arrests in less than 4 months, and try his case in family court instead of Manhattan criminal court. Well, that's how you get, eventually, bigger crimes. Three felony arrests in 4 months, I don't think it's going to improve. I think this guy is going to get worse. So you need to intervene. And the family court has never shown any sort of ability to fix the problem of criminality. It has never shown any ability to do anything fairly, to be honest. So what you're going to end up with is this guy eventually will build a career of criminality until he has committed so many crimes that they have to put him in jail. But why would we have to wait? Why would we have to wait for more people to be victimized by a guy who clearly is on the path of systemic criminality? U.S. frack growth constrained in the perfect storm. Last week, Halliburton Company's CEO, Jeff Miller, warned hydraulic fracturing equipment is in short supply and could hamper fracking growth. Another oil gas executive echoed the same warning this week and said bottlenecks could persist through 2023. Availability of frack fleets is one of the main bottlenecks impeding oil and natural gas production growth for the next 18 months. So it looks like we're not out of trouble if there are shortages of that sort affecting the growth of the extraction market. That will mean a reduced offer and continued high prices. So I told you guys that it would be a short show. We didn't get much questions tonight, but I was happy to be able to survive through the review of the news. And I will have to close the show because my allergies are all, I feel them all in my face. I need to go rest. And it was good to see you guys for a little bit tonight. We will see you all then tomorrow. Bye bye. Thank you.